Welcome to the Australian community. My name is James Boland, and I will be hosting a series of podcasts on the challenges of Australians living and working in New York. The topic for today's podcast is a result of a survey submitted by 1,000 Australians. What stood out from the survey were the many additional challenges facing our women members. This podcast is one of a series of interviews where we speak with Australian women who share their collective New York experience. We're here today talking with Sarah Jukes about some of the personal and professional challenges in living and working in New York. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
Sarah, as we always do, we start off at the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born and raised in Melbourne.
And where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Tintern Girls Grammar in eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
And what did you do in Australia?
I trained initially as a speech language pathologist.
When did you first come to New York?
I came to New York in September 2012, so I'm just about to notch up 18 months here.
Why did you come to New York?
I came initially to study classical ballet, of all things, and I came just for a short time to do that. I enjoyed my time in the city so much that I decided to try and make it my home.
What do you do now in New York?
I work for a health technology company.
So tell us, how do you transition from being a speech therapist pathologist in Australia to working for a medical technology company here in New York?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been able to use my healthcare background quite successfully in working for a technology company. I've always had an interest in technology, and I certainly have a background in business, and I've been able to very successfully combine the two in New York.
Can you speak to a little bit about some of the challenges of making that transition?
Some of the professional challenges that I've had to overcome was what I chose to do was to go back to university and get some different qualifications to what I had in healthcare. So that was a big part of what worked for me in terms of transitioning to New York, was to pick up some additional skills and some additional training.
So if you were to do it all over again, what advice would you give to someone who is about to start looking for work in New York?
I think it's important to think about exactly what you as an individual offer to a potential employer. Not so much the skills or the background that you have, but what can you offer? What can you do better than the next candidate or the next person that a potential hirer or recruiter is going to interview? So you really need to have a really great pitch and to have thought extensively about exactly what you bring that's unique to the table.
Can you talk a little bit about how social media can play a role in that?
So social media was a big part of what I did to be able to transition to New York. I knew that a potential recruiter or a potential employer would more than likely put my name through Google to learn a bit more about me, and I wanted to be able to control exactly what these people read about me. And so I spent a lot of time thinking about branding myself and my name online, and so I spent a lot of time with my LinkedIn account and my Twitter account to get those as professional and as polished as I could. I also have a background as a writer. I have had a personal blog for a number of years. I use that blog quite successfully to be able to talk about skills I brought to the table and just to get my personality across.
Speaking of blogging, I understand you've started a group called the Australian Women Bloggers in New York. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We've recently started this group. So the group has not been around for long. We've been thinking a lot about how we can grow and what format we want the group to be in. I started this particular group because I found that a lot of the social or interest groups in New York, when you turn up to an event or when you're a part of one of these groups, you can be one of 50 or more people. And that's really fine, and there's certainly a place for that. But what I wanted was something that's smaller and something a bit more niche, and I couldn't really find it in the city. I knew that I wanted to connect with other women in a way that was meaningful to me, and so the way that I was able to do that was to think about writing New York City and women, and I basically combined all of that. And so we have a Facebook group that we use to talk about the challenges that we have as personal bloggers in the city, and to offer each other advice and to use it as a bit of a sounding board for personal bloggers.
One of the themes that has been running through these podcasts has been about making American friends. Mm-hmm. Susan Bennett spoke of the language of friendship, how the language of friendship with Americans is very different to the language of friendship with Australians. Is this your experience too?
Yes, it has been my experience. I think it's important to acknowledge that when you come to a new city or a new country, it's hard to make friends no matter what city you're in. But in New York, I think that there are additional challenges and additional difficulties. One of the things that I found quite challenging in terms of making American friends is that it's very easy to meet people in New York City. It's easy to make acquaintances. People are more than happy to talk and engage. But then the challenge that I have found is turning an acquaintance that you might meet into an actual friend. And what's worked for me is to engage with people that are in close proximity to where I live and to where I work. And also, I've been quite upfront with the select people that I've met in terms of what I'm looking for. So not just an acquaintance, you know, I'm looking for people that might want to brunch regularly or catch up on a more regular basis.
And one final question. What is your favourite word in the English language?
I knew this question was coming, and so I had a little bit of time to prepare for it. The word that I've chosen is gumption, and I've chosen it for a couple of different reasons. It has links with America. It's a word used by Margaret Mitchell. She wrote the American historic romance classic Gone with the Wind, and she talked about the characters in Gone with the Wind as having gumption and having strength and being resourceful and having lots of initiative and being quite shrewd and being quite courageous. And those are the sorts of words that have put me in good stead to make New York City my home now.
Sarah, you've been a wonderful guest. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for your insights.
No trouble. Thank you for the opportunity.
If you would like to learn more about the Australian community, you can visit us on the web at www.theaustraliancommunity.org, like our Facebook page, The Australian Community, or you can follow us on Twitter at AU Community.